The Midnight Choir by Jean Kerrigan, read by John Cormack. Like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. Leonard Cohen. Wednesday. Chapter 1, Galway. It was just gone noon when Garda Joe Mills got out of the patrol car on Porter Street, looked up and saw the jumper sitting on the edge of the pub roof, his legs dangling over the side. Garda Declan Dockery was still behind the wheel, confirming to radio control that this was a live one. Looking up past the soles of the jumper's shoes to the pale, bored face, Joe Mills was hoping the fool would get on with it. "If you're going to jump, do it now." Thing about people like that, they don't much care who they take with them. Mills had once worked with a Garda named Walsh from Carlow, who used to be stationed in Dublin. Went into the Liffey after a would-be suicide, and the guy took him under, arms around his neck. Would have killed him if Walsh hadn't grabbed his balls until he'd let go. The jumper was just sitting there, two stories above the street, staring straight ahead. He looked maybe 40, give or take, the sleeveless top showing off his shoulders, bulky but not fat. He paid no heed to the arrival of the police or the attention of anyone below. To the left of the pub there was a bookies and a motor accessories shop to the right, and beyond that a branch of a building society, all with a trickle of customers. Passers-by slowed and some stopped. An audience was building. As Mills walked...